Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hazy, daisy, lazy. Dog days of August, Monday, August 23rd, 2021. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp after this show this morning, 10 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims today at 4 p.m. Let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
About coconut.
Coconut. Let's see here. Coconut is number 6 on the list. You have got it. Thank you. All right, in the Family Feud question we are in the middle of right now, name a common candy bar component. A common candy bar component. What would it be? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say sugar.
No sugar on the list.
Oh, okay.
No sugar on the list this morning. Name a common candy bar component. A common candy bar component. Alrighty here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Number one answer. You got it.
Well, I got you here on the, you know, about this Afghanistan thing.
Yes.
You know, how long have we been pulling out of Afghanistan now? You know, any American citizen should have already got out. You know, they didn't think that Afghanistan would fall as quickly. Well, the president didn't think so either. So I don't see how you can blame him for it. You know, when they started pulling our troops out, if you was a citizen, you should have got out.
Well, I think one of the problems here is that, unfortunately, much like with everything in life right now, if you like the person in power, you tend to give them good reviews. If you don't like the person in power, you tend to give them bad reviews, no matter what the subject
is. Yeah, yeah, but, you know, if a tornado storm warning is issued for your neighborhood, and you don't make, you know, precautions, and a tornado hits, you know, you can't blame nobody but yourself.
Well, it's interesting, and I don't know what the end result of this is all going to be, but the world is a messy place right now, but it's been a messy place for about 20 years.
Hey, you look at all these game shows on TV and stuff, they give away prizes and a lot of them are trips. I tell you, this day and age, you know, I wouldn't want to be traveling, going to any place, not only with the dangers of the world, but you got this COVID stuff. You know, I wouldn't be wanting to take a trip.
Well, and that becomes an interesting thing, too. As I said, when I was at the Bratwurst Festival this past weekend, you know, everybody was out in full force, and I, you know, it was older, younger. I don't know. You know, that we're told that this virus is highly contagious. We're told that even vaccinated people should be wearing masks now. I don't know. The one thing that I am worried about, and I don't care about the politics, and I don't care about the, you know, people can do what they want, vaccinations, masks, whatever. But what I'm worried about is the healthcare workers, because they, every day, take their lives to save other people's lives. And I'm starting to hear that hospitals are getting to that point again where they're filling up, and it's hard to get beds, and they're starting to reinstitute the rules that they had during COVID about visiting, because things are just getting too full.
Right.
And that is very scary. And I don't know, for whatever you believe is going on, I would not want to have a heart attack or a stroke or indeed get COVID in a bad way and not be able to get the proper treatment. And I don't know, I don't know how long that goes. I don't know where that breaking point is.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't have a big fallout in Crawford County over this, but.
Right, and I hope we don't have a big fallout here either. The last time I talked to the hospital, Dr. Shaw said at some points they're operating at 105% capacity. You know, this is not normal for a hospital.
I wonder what they're going to do about the Popcorn Festival. Are they going to have it, or?
Well, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. You can give a guess on all these things, or you can share your opinion. That's always welcome as well. 17 and a half minutes past the hour here. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
How about Rice Krispies?
Rice Krispies. Let's see here. No Rice Krispies on the list.
What about honey?
No honey on the list.
All right.
No honey, no Rice Krispies on the list. Name a common candy bar component. We've got chocolate, almonds, and coconut. There are still three left on the list. Three left on the list today. Go ahead, caller.
Caramel?
What's that?
Caramel.
Caramel.
I refuse to say the word the way you say it. I say caramel.
Well, caramel's not on the list, but there is a word here with an A in it that looks like caramel.
What about caramel?
Caramel! Number three on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, caramel does show up on the list. Caramel, caramel, however you say it. 740-383-9944. Two answers left. Name a common candy bar component. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
How about nougat?
Nougat, five on the list. You got it.
All right.
Nougat shows up at number five on the list, so we've only got one left. We've got chocolate, caramel, almonds, nougat, and coconut. All right, go ahead, caller.
Nougat.
We got nougat. Nougat is on the list. One answer left. A common candy bar component. A common candy bar component. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
What about nuts?
It's a certain type of nut. What would a certain type of nut be?
Peanuts.
Peanuts. You got it. That's number two. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, peanuts was on the list at number two. So name a common candy bar component. It's chocolate, peanuts, caramel, almonds, nougat, and coconut. That rounds out that group of Family Feud questions. All right, we go on to the next one here. Okay, well, you know what? I don't know about this one. Okay, we're going to skip that one and go down to this one. I like this one better. Okay, this has eight answers. Name a type of insurance. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. A type of insurance. All those types of insurances out there. What insurances are on our list today? Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a type of insurance. All right, go ahead, caller.
Car insurance.
Car insurance is number one on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Car insurance number one on the list. Name a type of insurance. Does anybody know what else is on this fascinating list here? Go ahead, caller.
Well, let's just consolidate our 35-minute call, Scott, into 35 seconds, and I'll say health insurance.
Health insurance, number two on the list. You got it.
I used to sell health insurance, so definitely a good thing to have.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Health insurance shows up at number 2 on the list. Name a type of insurance. Does anybody know what that would be? Go ahead, caller.
Renters?
Renters insurance. Number 5 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Renters insurance shows up at number 5 on the list. So we've got car, health, and renters. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Life insurance.
Life insurance. Number 3 on the list. You got it. Life insurance shows up at number 3 on the list. Let's see. Name a type of insurance. Car, health, life, renters. We've got 4 left here. Go ahead, caller.
Hospital insurance.
Hospital. I think hospital probably falls under health. Probably.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Name a type of insurance. We've got car, health, life, renters. 4 left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Dental.
I think dental's tied in with health.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Good guess, though. I believe dental is tied in with health. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. We've got car, health, life, renters. All right, go ahead, caller. Home insurance. You've got it. Number 4 on the list. Thank you. Home insurance shows up at number 4 on the list. So we've still got 3 left to go here. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
House insurance.
House insurance, number 4 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Home house insurance shows up at number 4 on the list. Name a type of insurance. We've got car, health, life, home, renters. Still 3 left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about flood insurance?
Flood insurance. A lot of people need that in Marion. Number, 6 on the list. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Flood insurance is number 6 on the list today. We've still got 2 left here. Name a type of insurance. 2 left to go. What are they? We've got car, health, life, home, renters, and flood. Still 2 on the list. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. Where are we here on the list? 2 left to go. What other types of insurance are out there? Have we stumped our listening audience this morning? Now remember, we've got car, health, life, home, renters, and flood. What are the 2 left? Name a type of insurance. Go ahead, caller.
How about flight insurance?
Flight insurance?
Yeah, when you're traveling, you buy insurance.
Travel insurance. Yeah, that's number 7 on the list. All right, we've got travel insurance. That shows up on the list. So there's still 1 left to go. What is the final answer here? 26 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Go ahead, caller.
How about death insurance?
Not death insurance, oddly. You'd think that would be on here. Thank you. Death insurance, I guess that's probably life insurance. Isn't it weird that life insurance is for when you die? There's an irony. Go ahead, caller.
How about burial insurance?
Not burial insurance. No burial insurance. You get your life insurance that way when you die, when you have no life anymore, well, then you got something to cover it up. Go ahead, caller.
How about pet?
Not pet. That's a good one. Not pet insurance. What is the type of insurance we are missing here this morning? Name a type of insurance. Go ahead, caller.
Are they putting, like, vision insurance and what health, too?
You know, I think so. The last one doesn't have anything to do with health.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, the last answer really has nothing to do with health at all. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We'll get you up on the air. Go ahead, caller.
How about renter insurance?
Renter was number 5 on the list.
Oh, sorry, Scott. Just turn on the radio.
Nope, I'm going to run them down here again for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the answers we have car, health, life, home, renters, flood, and travel. Those are the insurances that we have. What is the one we're missing? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did somebody say business insurance?
Nobody did. No business insurance on the list.
Like somebody has a liability against your business. Okay, well, I tried.
No business insurance on the list. What is the type of insurance we are missing here? Name a type of insurance. That's where we are. That's the challenge this morning. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Malpractice?
No malpractice insurance on the list. Malpractice insurance does not show up on the list. It's an interesting type of insurance, I'll say that. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Motorcycle?
No motorcycle. Good guess, though.
Thanks, Scott.
No motorcycle. Alright. What is this going to be? Name a type of insurance. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
It's not crop insurance.
No crop insurance.
All right.
A lot of people need that around here, but no crop insurance. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about high wind?
No wind insurance. No wind insurance today. Name a type of insurance. This is what we're looking for here, 30 minutes past the hour. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking pet insurance.
Pet?
Pet.
No pet insurance.
What? I can't even imagine little Timmy getting killed. Oh, I'd be so sad.
Thank you. Well, are the calls starting again? We'll see. All right. No pet insurance. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. What is the insurance we're missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about laid off or unemployment insurance?
That's a very good guess. Not on the list, but a very, very good guess.
All right, Scott.
Thank you. No unemployment insurance on the list. Name a type of insurance. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
What about, like your, electronics?
No electronic insurance. No electronic insurance on the list this morning. Name a type of insurance. 31 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what we're missing here? We've got car, health, life, home, renters, flood, travel. Go ahead, caller.
Long-term disability.
Not long-term disability. No long-term disability on the list this morning. Name a type of insurance. This is what we're looking for. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, is it supplemental insurance?
Not supplemental, but that's a good guess, too. A lot of people need their supplemental insurance, that is for sure. No supplemental insurance, though, on the list today. Name a type of insurance. What are we missing here? Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Is it boat insurance?
Boat? No boat insurance. No boat insurance on the list this morning. Name a type of insurance. This is where we are right now, 32 minutes past the hour here on this hazy, hot Monday morning. Go ahead, caller.
Liability?
No liability insurance, but that's also a very good guess. We all have to carry our liability insurance here in Ohio on our cars, at least liability insurance. Name a type of insurance. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Nursing home insurance.
Not nursing home. That's a good one, though, too.
Okay.
You know, I got such compliments on this zucchini bread, I gotta tell you. People love this stuff. It went fast. I know that the zucchini bread that I had, I got a little sliver of it because people came in and took that thing out. That was very, very... We had three loaves around here, and I don't think any of it's left. 740-383-9944, and we thank the listener who brought that in. And I know she's had many more requests for it since then. Loaves galore. Go ahead, caller.
I know it would say car insurance, but AAA insurance?
No AAA insurance.
Thanks, Scott.
No AAA insurance on the list here. Name a type of insurance. That's where we're stumbling this morning. We've got Adam the computer guy this morning from 10:10 until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. What kind of insurance could this be? 33 minutes past the hour. We've got car, health, life, home, renters, flood, travel. Which one are we missing? A type of insurance. All righty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about storm insurance?
No storm insurance. No storm insurance on the list. 740-383-9944. Name a type of insurance. What's the one we're missing here? And I didn't make up this list. Go ahead, caller.
Tornado or earthquake insurance?
No natural disaster insurance.
Okay.
No natural disaster insurance. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. Name a type of insurance. Does anybody know what this might be? Go ahead, caller.
What about school insurance?
No school insurance. School insurance does not make the list. 35 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Name a type of insurance is where we are. All right, go ahead, caller.
Oh, my God, what was I going to say? How about, like, Amazon or ordering online insurance?
You know, it's good to back that stuff up. It's not on the list, but I would guess and indicate that will be a big insurance as the years go on.
It is, but, you know, they dispute everything. They swear up and down they deliver it. They can deliver it in another town like Columbus, and they have us. It was delivered, but it wasn't delivered to me and Marion.
Now, have you ever had the ordered food or anything on Amazon?
No, I sure haven't.
You know, I know people who've done that, and I just don't know how that would work.
Me either. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that would worry me.
Sure. Yeah, it would me too.
I know. Hey,
all right,
thanks.
Scott.
Bye-bye. Name a type of insurance. This is what we're looking for, a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour already. 24 minutes left in the program today. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. Well, I tell you, we might have got to the end of our rope here on naming a type of insurance. Have we went through them all? Apparently not all, because there is still one left on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
Business insurance.
What's that? What type? I think it was business, not business insurance. 740-383-9944. Name a type of insurance. a type of insurance. 37 minutes past the hour here. What would that type of insurance be? Holy mackerel. Do we know? Well, we've hit a stall in the program today, looking for the type of insurance that we do not have. Apparently, this is not a very popular type of insurance. This is what I've learned today. But it is on the list. So we have to acknowledge that it's there. Name a type of insurance. What would it be? Any guesses? 740-383-9944. Name a type of insurance. 38 minutes past the hour. We might have exhausted this one. Let's see here. Name a type of insurance. Well, any more? Anybody got any guesses left? Do I have to throw a hint out for this one? Naming a type of insurance? All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about some kind of utility insurance?
No utility insurance. Good guess, though. No utility insurance. Name a type of insurance. One left on the list here. What could it be? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try travel insurance, like airplanes when you take a flight.
Not travel insurance.
Okay.
And we'll run these down again. The list that we have car, health, life, home, renters, flood, and travel. Those are the answers we have. Which one are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about cell phone insurance?
Not cell phone insurance.
Thanks,
not cell phone insurance. Name a type of insurance. Coming up on 40 minutes past the hour. 20 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. Alrighty, go ahead, caller. Are you there? Hello? I think our caller left us. If that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Name a type of insurance. What are we missing here? A type of insurance. 740-383-9944. Under the 20-minute mark here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I know you got house insurance, but how about, like, swimming pool insurance?
No swimming pool insurance.
I don't even know if they got it. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. No swimming pool insurance on the list. Name a type of insurance. One left on the list here. 41 minutes past the hour. We've got car, health, life, home, renters, flood, travel. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about body part insurance?
No, well, you know, I've never heard of that, but no body part insurance.
You know, like Lloyd's of London, you can insure...
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But not on the list.
Not on the list. No Lloyd's of London body part insurance. Name a type of insurance, and it really has nothing to do with health. We've got health on the list. That's really not making the grade this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, for like the last month and a half, I've seen on TV, Domino's is offering a pizza insurance.
All right, now, how does that work?
I don't know, but, I mean, they say pizza insert. If it wasn't, I forget, if it wasn't ready in that amount of time, you got it free or something. If it wasn't, when you got there, I guess, it Well, wait a minute. No, that was another one. The other one was, say that something would happen, it would fall or anything like that while it's being delivered, they would give you a new one. But that was on TV for a while.
Now, do they charge for this insurance?
No, they just called it that.
Well, because I'm wondering, is there a lot of problem with people dropping pizzas?
Well, that was just their motto. I guarantee they didn't drop them, and I'm sure they didn't go make another one because that was just a commercial. They were advertising insurance.
Well, I'm sure somebody made $1 billion for that.
You're probably right. Domino's.
Thank you.
Bye.
No Domino's, no pizza insurance on the list here this morning. Name a type of insurance. That's where we are here. 43 minutes past the hour here on this warm, warm Monday. 740-383-9944. Give me a type of insurance. That's what we want to know. Okay. Well, we're going to have to give a hint here pretty soon. Go ahead, caller.
Fire insurance.
No fire insurance. No fire insurance on the list here. Okay, here's the hint I'm going to give you on this one as we're at 43 minutes past the hour here. Okay, the hint is it has to do with... Well, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about pet insurance?
No pet insurance.
Okay.
Thank you. No pet insurance. All right, here is the hint that I'm going to give you. You might need this insurance if you were going to Atlantic City. Atlantic City. If you're going to Atlantic City, what type of insurance might you need? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know what this is called, but that Aflac commercial that's on TV all the time where you can take out insurance in case you get sick and can't work, they'll pay you so much.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure what it's not on the list, but I don't know what that is either.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
No, I don't know. The slide between workman's comp and health,
protection,
I guess.
Protection, maybe, something like that. One more, and this is a really remote one. Officers and directors liability insurance.
No, that's a good one. It's not on the list, but, you know, I know a lot of people have that.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This might be a type of insurance. If you are going to Atlantic City, all right, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Gambler's insurance.
Not gambler's insurance. Not gambler's insurance. A specific type of insurance you might need if you were going to Atlantic City, 45 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What will the answer be here this morning? Does anybody know? A type of insurance. Alrighty, maybe this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about theft?
Not death insurance.
Theft.
Oh, theft. No theft insurance. Not theft insurance. Name a type of insurance you might need if you're going to Atlantic City. 740-383-9944, 46 minutes past the hour here. What would that type of insurance be? One left on the list. We've got car, health, life, home, renters, flood, travel. What is this type of insurance? Go ahead, caller.
How about monetary loss insurance?
Not monetary loss. Good guess. Not monetary loss insurance. A type of insurance you might need if you're headed to Las Vegas. What would that be? I would imagine this would be the only type of place that you would have this type of insurance. What is it? 740-383-9944. A type of insurance. Any guesses here? This one has been a long-term one this morning. Okay. a type of insurance that would probably only be, well, it could be used in other places, but I'm going to say that it's probably primarily in the Las Vegas, Atlantic City type of area. Does anybody know what that would be? A type of insurance. That is our clue. And the clue, apparently, is not even helping us that much. Name a type of insurance. Holy moly. 740-383-9944. Have we stalled out here with our types of insurance? Alrighty. Maybe this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Theft insurance?
Not theft insurance. No theft insurance this morning. Give me a type of insurance. What are we missing? Las Vegas, Atlantic City. You know, obviously tied in with gambling somehow here. What would that insurance be? Does anybody know? As everything is incredibly hot and uncomfortable today. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. A type of insurance is what we're looking for. Any guesses? Apparently not. I don't know. We might have hit the wall here on our types of insurance this morning. We went so long. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say if you win, like your winnings insurance till you get home. I don't know.
Not winner's insurance, but very good.
Okay.
Here's another help I'm going to try to give people out there this morning. It's a particular game. A particular game. What would that be? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about personal item insurance?
Not personal item insurance. Now, again, this would be in regard to a particular game in possibly Las Vegas, Atlantic City. I know it seems odd here, but it is on the list. Name a type of insurance. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the type of insurance that we're looking for here? We've got car, health, life, home, renters, flood, and travel. What is the final answer? What is a particular game you might go to Las Vegas to play? Does anybody know? Past 50 minutes. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about blackjack?
That's it, blackjack insurance. Now, have you ever heard of this?
No.
Neither have I, but it's number 8 on the list. Two people guessed it, so go figure.
Okay.
Thank you, bye-bye. So that rounds out our category here. Name a type of insurance. Car, health, life, home, renters, flood, travel, and blackjack insurance. Those are the insurances. All right. Let's go on to another category. We got a short category here. Only 4 answers in this category with 51 minutes past the hour here. All right. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. How about this one? Name something you would buy after getting engaged. Now, I bet we can rip these 4 answers right off. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Would a ring like be something you buy before you're engaged, or would that still count?
A ring is on the list at number 2.
Isn't that kind of something you buy before you get engaged?
Well, I don't see, because I think there's a difference between an engagement ring and a wedding ring.
Oh, okay, so you're buying a wedding ring. Okay,
I would say.
That would certainly make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's probably what they're referring
to. Okay, I thought I'd give you a ring, and I guess that was a good answer.
And it was a ring.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, something you would buy after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. Ring shows up at number 2 on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Wedding dress?
A wedding dress, number 1 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Wedding dress shows up on the list at number 1. Two more answers left here. They're pouring right in now, 52 and a half minutes past the hour here. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Go ahead, caller.
A trousseau?
Not a trousseau. Not a trousseau. Something you would buy after getting engaged. 7 minutes left in the program here. 740-383-9944. Something you would buy after getting engaged. 2 answers left. We've got a dress and a ring. Go ahead, caller.
A hope chest?
Not a hope chest. Something you would buy after getting engaged. 53 and a half minutes past the hour here on a very warm Monday morning. 740-383-9944. Something you would buy after getting engaged. 4 items here. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
An announcement?
Not an announcement. No announcement on the list today. 6 minutes left in the program. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp after this show this morning, 10:10 a.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try luggage.
Luggage. Let's see here. No luggage on the list.
Okay.
Something you would buy after getting engaged. What would that be? Something you would buy after getting engaged. 2 answers left on the list here. We've got a dress and a ring. What are the 2 that we are missing? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about your invitations?
No invitation on the list. No invitations on this list of 4 this morning. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. This is the question. Go ahead, caller.
How about flowers?
No flowers on the list. No flowers on the list today. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. 2 answers remain on the list here today. We've got a dress and a ring. What else should you buy? Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say a house or a condo, a place to live?
Nobody said, no house on the list.
Or the car?
No car.
Well, you're supposed to, where are you supposed to live after you get married?
I don't know. Maybe at your parents' house, I guess.
Yeah, or maybe you need a new car.
You might.
Those are good answers, Scott. But,
Not bad.
Maybe in today's economy, people don't buy houses. Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you.
We're looking for something you would buy after getting engaged. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say wedding pictures.
No pictures on the list. No pictures on the list. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Now see, my guess would be a ticket out of town. That's what I would buy. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say tuxedo?
No tuxedos on the list.
What about life insurance? Just kidding.
Thank you. No tuxedo, no life insurance on the list. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Are we going to get the last two answers in 3 minutes here? We got the first two right off the bat, the dress and the ring. But apparently the other two answers are a little more difficult here. Something you would buy after getting engaged. We're under 3 minutes now. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about furniture or your silverware pattern?
No furniture or silverware patterns. No furniture or silverware patterns on the list. Something you would buy after getting engaged. What would that be? Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Let's just try wedding cake. Go ahead and get it.
No wedding cake.
Okay.
No wedding cake on the list here. Something you would buy after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you'd buy after getting engaged. We're at the 2 minute warning here. Are we going to get any more answers? We've got two left to go. Two answers, 2 minutes. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Don't forget, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp comes on after this show this morning, and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today. Go ahead, caller.
How about a marriage license?
No marriage license. Good guess, though. No marriage license on the list. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Something you'd buy after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour here. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
About the wedding trip. Go ahead and buy it where you're going.
No trip on the list.
Okay.
No trip on the list. We're at the 60-second mark here. Something you would buy after getting engaged. Dress and ring, we've got those two. Go ahead, caller.
What about the preacher?
The what?
The preacher. You pay the preacher?
Oh, the preacher. The preacher is not on the list.
Okay.
Something you would buy after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. All right, maybe this is it with a few minutes, well, a few seconds. Go ahead, caller.
Well, maybe you got engaged because you're expecting a little package in 9 months. So how about, like, baby supplies, a car seat or a stroller or something like that?
No babies on the list. No baby supplies.
Good answer, though, Scott.
Good answer. No baby supplies. I'll take one more guess this morning. Name something you would buy after getting engaged. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have one more guess they'd like to put forth here? We've got dress and we've got ring. Here's the last guess for this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Insurance on the diamond ring.
No insurance, but a good guess.
Okay.
No insurance for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
They sing by a big bird, they sing with a snare.